Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Well, there's your buddy Bill O'Brien, who says it's not a story, but it is a story that he's taken over the play calling.
He said, doesn't matter who called the plays, it's about execution. Okay, well, let me know who I need to execute. Your play calling is awful right now.
They've become extremely predictable. They certainly were conservative as hell in New England on top of being predictable.
You don't have to tell me anything, but don't lie to me. So Bill O'Brien could have easily just said, we're trying to do something different. U of H went for a long, long time not even trying to get into a situation with the big boys, not even investing in its athletic department, etc. If you don't take advantage of it, then you're turned back into a program that's not relevant.
The investment that they're making at UH isn't just in keeping Herman and having a team this good. It's they're spending money on everything.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at Jerome Solomon, at Jong Snow, with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. I didn't mean for this to turn into a whole conversation, but I am kind of interested in some of the takes. I mean, what we were talking about was Charles Robinson picking out one game and the ratings being down and using that as an example of why
the NFL was falling apart.
Yeah, and my thought on that was
Mark Cuban threw that thing out of
Listen, but what kind of got me on that though is there was no way I'm going to watch that game when that debate's on. I mean, that's me. So I'm sure there's a lot of other people like that. But I know people are. There's a lot of frustrations with the NFL in general. Mm-hmm. And then, some of the primetime games they focused on have been down, but then Texans-Patriots was way up, and that game was a dog.
Right.
So, I think it's too early to start predicting the demise of the NFL, but at the same time...
I do think there's a cyclical element to all of how we watch sports, and people told you the NBA was completely dead at a certain point, and then all of a sudden you have LeBron James and others come along. And the NFL right now, give me five superstars that are must watch for you.
Well, I'm going to give you two guys that have been must watch that aren't there anymore. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady hasn't been here for the first
exactly.
two games.
So that's what I'm saying. That makes it that changes things. And you know and they have to be replaced. And yeah, more importantly, they're going to be replaced because this is the way the world works. But in part of that thing, I was talking about the Dan Patrick Sports Bar. I was trying to find.
Yeah, and I can't find anything. My buddy Goose texts me, thinks it was Dan and Nick's, but. Yeah. That sounds like there was a bar named, but he owned five bars at one time.
Okay, so
but I don't know what I don't remember what they were called.
But this is when we talk about you have to really think in context and imagine how the world has changed. In December of 1987, the NFL sued five sports bars in Houston for showing NFL games. For showing the games because they had
the ones that were on
a satellite
network,
dish.
Yeah.
No, they put up a satellite dish and showed the games. And they're like, you cannot do that. And of course, it probably stemmed mostly from the Oilers played a home game, which was blacked out in the area. And they're like, come here. We got the game because we have a satellite dish. And it had to go to court. The NFL is like, you can't show our games at your bar. The nerve. And what do we have now? If you go to a bar that doesn't have NFL games,
yeah, you're leaving.
You're like, yeah, y'all need to close this. You're not leaving. You're calling the police. Yeah, something's wrong in here. People are being held hostage in the back, I'm sure, because the game is not on. I know something weird is happening in this place.
But that, to me, is people going to bars, that's been a non-factor for a long time because that's what people do on Sundays. They either go to the game or they go to the bars with their friends and watch. I think the primetime games are Well, I say that, man. And every time I go out, like I'm driving home on Thursday night and there's a Thursday night game, every place is packed. So.
Yeah. And people know. Now, I have said, I mean, it's a little bit across from what I was saying earlier, but I have been one of those. I think the Thursday games are just, they come too fast. You know, you've lived for the Sunday and you built up for the Sunday, and then you're like, oh, and I just get, my dessert is Monday night. And okay, now I need to breathe. Now I need to relax. Right. And now I need to watch some college and get ready for Saturday. But then Thursday game pops up. You're like, damn, the game's on already? My goodness.
Well, and to be fair, I've kind of sometimes by Sunday night, I don't even want to watch the games anymore. I've been at it for 2 days.
It's been all day.
Yeah. By then, there's some times I'm like, you know what? I think I want to watch. Yeah, I'll watch John Oliver or something. I just need to get my head out of football for a little bit.
Yeah, so that's why I think Monday night isn't as big as it used to be, because we used to shut it down at 6 o'clock on Sunday, and you like, man, I still want a little more, and Monday night was huge, and of course there was not a lot else going on.
But I don't think it's a small thing that it's not on network anymore, especially with those subscription numbers going down, and the matchups haven't been that great, and that's been an ongoing problem. Whenever you start spreading games out more, you're going to get bad matchups. And by trying to own Thursday night and own Monday night and own Sunday night, it's hard to do when you're trotting out the freaking Dolphins on a Thursday night game. And which I was going to watch UH last night no matter what, but I would have watched a good college game over that.
But that is kind of to Mark Cuban's point of they're being greedy as hogs trying to claim every night of the week. And at some point it will be, you know, I don't know if it can get to be oversaturated because we're still talking. They only play 16 games.
Right. And then it's over and then we miss it so bad that we forget that we were watching Dolphins and Bengals.
But imagine how irritated, think of how irritated you are on a Sunday when there's only 2 3 o'clock games or 1 3 o'clock. You're like, this is all I have. The Chargers in somebody? Do I have any other options? Like, no, because they had to have a Sunday night game. They have to have a Thursday game. And they have a Monday game. It's stretched out. People used to argue about, you know, the Monday night game not being good enough. And it was the only odd game there was.
All right. We got to do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. We haven't gotten to it because we ran late with RJ. And then we got on this. And then we're still on this. So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Gem of the day, it's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Are you familiar with the term coulrophobia?
No, I is not.
Jong, are you familiar with that?
No.
That is the term for a fear of clowns. So I'm telling you now, if you are coulrophobic in any way, you might want to turn your headphones off.
I used to be.
When
I was a little kid.
Please explain. What?
Well, when I was a little kid.
It's a person inside of paint.
When I was a little kid, it came out.
Wait a minute. No, you don't have a fear of a clown. Oh, I'm sorry.
The movie. It.
I thought you were talking about you were somewhere where there was a clown and it came out.
No.
You know, sort of like the...
You've been on the wrong websites again, man.
No. That's the way he said it, even. If you find the clip of Elaine Benes, you said it just like she does when she's like, he took it out. So, I'm sorry. My bad. Go ahead. Go on.
Now I'm kind of curious if there's clown porn. But
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, one of you guys who are on Pornhub, just check and see. I'm just curious now. All right, well, I'm not a fan of clowns. I think they should be stopped, and I think this is a menace. I think this is a threat to our society. It must be met head on, and I think it might be the greatest threat to our society. And here's another one that got out of hand: a person wearing a clown mask robbed a Southwest Phoenix Taco Bell at gunpoint on Tuesday before shooting a register and fleeing with cash. So not only are clowns scaring little kids, not only are clowns pulling it out and scaring Jong, they're now robbing Taco Bells.
Oh, I'm
at gunpoint.
I'm going to add to this. Even I didn't know where you were going with this and didn't know that that was happening.
Yeah.
At 11:55 a.m. this morning, Humble Independent School District sent an email out to everyone on its email list. And it reads as thus. A social media hoax circulated nationwide this morning alleging that people in clown costumes would harm students or teachers. The rumor affected campuses in multiple districts across Houston. Humble ISD is in constant contact with law enforcement. There's no evidence that this is a credible threat. School is continuing today as usual.
Okay, this clown menace is real.
No, Humble ISD says it's not.
No, but just because it was a threat.
Oh, wait a minute. Humble ISD police are providing extra patrol and precaution.
And are fear of the clowns. See, this is why we have to have a thing called coolrophobia.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing that they have names for everything.
Crazy rophobia.
Jacob, a clown brony.
I guess you can't call people crazy because it's not politically correct.
Oh, you can call them that. Then people are going to go, oh, no, it's a real thing. I had to go to my therapist, and they told me I had coolrophobia, and so now I can't go anywhere with a clown, and it's a real thing, Jerome.
If you're afraid of clowns, you're afraid of people, because it's a person.
Well, but that's a very mean thing for you to say, because I don't think you understand.
But there are also people, though, and I don't get it either, who freak out over the people inside the Mickey Mouse costume or inside of any
those
kind of
things
costume.
Are freaky, though.
It's a person.
Let me tell you something. When I took the kids there, when you had to stand in line to go see Mickey, that was a big thing, right? And of course, they've got like five different Mickeys back there. That is a freaky looking little creature, man.
It's a person inside of a thing.
It's a small person, which is freaky enough. But no, they've got like the little arms on it and everything. I mean, it's very creepy looking.
5-year old who freaks out like, over.
I'm not afraid of it.
I mean, over Shasta.
I'm not scared of it.
Showing up in a puffed up, but you know, there's a dude inside here, a woman inside.
I'm just saying they look creepy as hell. I can get why people would be put off by them. I'm not gonna be scared of them.
People crazy.
Well, they are.
All y'all crazy. That's the problem. Y'all scared. That's what's wrong with America.
What do you mean?
Why we need to make America great again. Because y'all scared of everything.
What do you mean, y'all? Who are you talking about? All right, we'll come back to that.
If America wasn't so scared of clowns. So all of a sudden, if China just rolled up with an army of, 500,000 clowns, it'll be all over.
That's right. We're going to run. we got to start training people now, man.
Got to defeat the clown.
Yes.
Down with the clown. Exactly. Down with the clown.
I want snipers who only shoot clowns. We got to train those guys. We got to be ready for this, man. It's coming.
Well, if they whip it out.
Well, then they're going to scare off Jong. Although, I don't know. He might be more accepting now.
Boy, I came real close to making him just a disgusting and bad and...
We'll think about it on the break. And well, we might not be able to do anything about the clowns, but we can do something to help kids.
How many clowns could you fit in that car?
I'm going to mute myself.
That's a good one, Jong. Well done. So if you have a car and you could fit a bunch of clowns in it and you're not using it anymore, you should donate it. I like it. I like what you did there. Guys, hey, in all seriousness, man, the Houston Khan Academy really needs your help. School started, and they need all the help they can get because the new kids in school, kids who've dropped out of other schools, are getting another chance, and Houston Academy works with them. They're good kids. The reasons they had to drop out, there's a whole bunch of reasons, man. There's a whole long list, and it could happen to anybody. And so these kids get a second chance, and so many of them are graduating and going on and doing great things and becoming a big part of our community. And they desperately need your help now. And all your help is just donate some vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It can be a car. It can be a truck, motorcycle, tractor, anything that you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Maybe it's just been sitting out there in the backyard for a year and you just didn't know what to do with it, or sitting in the garage. Well, give them a call because they're going to come and tow it free of charge. Your donation is going to be tax deductible, so that's going to look great at the end of the year when you're doing your taxes and you can just write that right off. And if you donate today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card. It doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice on the radio, if you're in Galveston or you're in Texas City or you're in Baytown, or you're in Port Arthur, or you're in Nacogdoches, any of those places, they'll come and tow it free of charge. And they fill out all the paperwork. Give them a call. They need your help. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Clemson, Louisville, college football, 7 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Jacob says, Jerome, don't let your daughters watch My Little Pony on YouTube. I know what he's talking about. Yeah, we had an entire segment on the bronies. Lord. Yeah, you want to stay?
I don't even want to know.
No, you don't want to know. And, Baylor Joe asked me something earlier. I just didn't get to it about Seth Russell in the Heisman talk. And I'm kind of my standard answer right now is until Lamar Jackson has a bad game, it's kind of hard to mention anybody else. I mean, there's a lot of guys that you should probably talk about, but right now he's just so far ahead of everybody. Now, that may all end Saturday if he goes out and Clemson shuts him down, which I'm very interested to see that game, not from a gambling standpoint.
I just want to watch.
Just from a fan standpoint.
Fascinating.
Because they haven't been tested defensively, and I think there were a lot of factors that led to that blowout against Florida State. Clemson has not looked good, and I think I also think they're going to get better as the season goes on.
We know how talented they are.
Right, and we know what they can do.
Yeah.
So I think that one will be, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm, and I know I've lost this fight, so I wouldn't even call it a fight. I got knocked out in the first round, but I'm just so against the Heisman week to week watch. There was a national radio guy last week. Maybe 2 weeks ago, in fact, so this is how early in the season it was, went on this epic rant about preseason rankings and how it's so unnecessary and can't believe people are ranking teams. You know who they are, blah, blah, blah. So useless, so meaningless. And then he finished the rant and he goes, now I'm going to give you my weekly update on the Heisman standings. Like, there are no standings.
Yeah.
But like I said, I can't even argue that because everybody does it. And it is harmless, you know.
Yeah, in the old days, we ran one every Saturday in the paper with part of our college coverage. It was,
yes, you know, voters, who would you vote up for?
Yeah.
But I've always been, no, I vote when it's over and I'll tell you because I don't. No, right now, but people want to talk about it.
Well, let's go back a couple of years because people were asking about Johnny Manziel about this time of year. They're like, oh, no way. This early on, no way.
Mm-hmm.
And then the deeper you got in the season, he beats Alabama, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa.
Things change.
Look at the numbers this guy's putting up. But I guarantee you, the only people talking about Manziel 4 games in that year were Aggies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's still possible that somebody else could jump in there. But
Aggies,
right,
we're talking about Kenny Hill 1 game in.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's oh, we got another Heisman winner. Well, TCU's got him now. So.
Leave the Aggies alone.
Hey, man.
Yeah, that is one of those. It's, and yeah, Lamar Jackson right now. But that's now I will say this: if I could line things up the way that I would really want them to be, and I love Deshaun Watson or whatever, but forget that. Let everything continue to play out as it is, and let, you know, Greg Ward Jr. go nuts every week, and let Lamar Jackson go nuts every week, and come November 17th, which I didn't bother looking at the calendar. I thought it was a Saturday. It's a Thursday night. Can you imagine that Thursday night if those guys are 1-2 in the Heisman and that game here in Houston? I was trying to think of it the other day, and I couldn't really. When has there been a bigger college football game in Houston than that one would be? I mean, you're better at this than I am. Even I don't know if we could come up with one
in the city.
We have to be in the city.
There were some Big 12 championship games here when Texas was playing for national championships.
Well,
they were pretty big games.
Yeah, but Texas was a 20-30 point favorite over Colorado that in 05. I mean, it was a big game, but. But and I guess I was thinking involving U of H too.
So, but as far as U of H is concerned,
I was kind of thinking.
I think
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
No, that
at the time it was. We didn't know Oklahoma was going to tank. Plus, it was the first game. It was anticipated all year.
And OU could have lost that game, won every other game, and won the national championship.
Yeah, but I think because it was so anticipated that one
it was big
would be comparable. The only other one that I would say would come close would have been the one where Sumlin had already checked out and they lost to Southern Miss.
Southern Miss game.
Yeah.
But and see, even that one was just to get into a big bowl.
That would have gotten him in a big bowl for the first time, so that was a pretty big deal.
But that's how big this is. That's what I'm saying. This game would get you, I mean, there'll be another game or two left, but this game gets you into the college playoff if it turns out that way.
Maybe. I'm still skeptical.
Well, think about it, though. If it continues as is, and that's a big if, but this would be a matchup of it could be number 2 and 3. It might be number 2 and 5.
It could be 2 and 4.
No worse than 2 and 5.
But
right,
realistically, here's the thing we're not talking about. As exciting as it would be, if Louisville's as good as they looked against Florida State, they ain't gonna beat them.
I'm not talking about what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. I'm saying if it gets to that. Has there ever been, that may be a better way of putting it, has there ever been a matchup of two top five teams in the city of Houston, college football? That
I know
probably not.
I think the closest it came, well, that was in Miami when UH was ranked in the top five and went to Miami and got killed.
No, they were in top 10.
I thought they were three.
Miami was 2 or 3. U of H was only 10. And trust me, you know that story well. I paid my own way, went there my darn self. I wasn't a writer at the time because I knew players on the team and wanted to go watch them jump up on them canes.
Didn't work out, did it?
That was a long night.
I want to do more clown talk, man. That's more fun.
Now, I don't know what word you use for the people that are afraid of clowns.
Coulrophobia.
What's the word for people like you who are infatuated with clowns?
I'm not infatuated with clowns. What are you talking
people
about?
People who love clowns. What's that word, John? People who are, you know. Like they're Furbies who are...
I'm not into clowns. I'm into... My proclivities are well known on this show. I'm into hot alien bald chicks.
That's the top of your list. The other day you were talking about, kind of like the uniform thing.
I like it when women dress up in costumes. I think that looks cool. I like... Disney princesses.
You know a clown is a costume, right?
Yeah, but you're covering up the whole face with paint. I'm not down with that. Like a little... I'm telling you, like Harley Quinn. Find that sexy. Bad girl. A little bit sexy. Clown, not sexy.
What? But they're coming off. I like my women naked.
Well, yeah, eventually. But I like that mystery, you know? You're not sure what you're getting.
When a chick shows up like Batgirl, you don't know what you're getting.
No.
You're getting what you paid for.
I'm just saying. And
you're getting what you bought.
And why is it that if I like one dressed up as Harley Quinn, I have to like one dressed up as a clown? Why can I not be discerning in my tastes? That's all. If I like bald Natalie Portman over Natalie Portman with hair, what's wrong with that? I don't understand what the problem is.
Mystery.
It's just, we like...
You know how much you pay for an hour? There's no mystery.
Get out of here, man. This is why Halloween is my favorite night of the year. You go out and all women are dressed
and
up.
It's free.
It depends on how drunk they are. But most of them... See, I think costumes make unattractive women attractive. On Halloween in particular.
Oh, that was not good for her.
That's true.
All the women you're thinking are like, oh, he just wants me to dress up because he doesn't think I'm attractive.
No, I won't know the difference whether you are or not. That's even better. All right, let's take a break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
A&M South Carolina College Football, 3 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5. Presented locally by Doggett Heavy Machinery.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hey, I'm going to give something away to the people. Two tickets to see your favorite WWE superstars, including world champion Dean Ambrose, intercontinental champion The Miz with Maryse, Last Kicker, Becky Lynch, Natalya, plus many, many more at the WWE SmackDown in the Toyota Center December 6th. Can't wait. Log on to HoustonToyotaCenter.com and buy yours now. Caller 10. All right. I think we all heard you say that, too.
there was an echo on. Caller 10!
Lamont says, will we have a much better weather day than September 30th, 2016? Probably not, man. Today was beautiful. Last couple days have been fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Very nice out there.
Yeah, so I spent most of my afternoon doing show prep and riding on my balcony. That's how nice
it
is. Yeah,
I wish I was out playing golf. Man, you remember the good old days when we used to play golf?
4 and 5 times a week in the good old days. 36 holes a day.
That's so sad.
It happens. Yeah, it happens. You get old.
It's Tiger's fault.
I remember we'd go.
Tiger was still kicking, but people would find more time to play. And yeah. we're talking about the NFL losing it, you know, or fading a little bit. But golf, man, it's like, I mean, did you watch any of the Ryder Cup today?
I haven't watched any of it, no.
That was unheard of 12 years ago, right?
Well, I think part of it was I don't know. I was into it for a while, but we also had to be into it because all the bosses there were into it, and they kind of made us be into it.
Yeah, but it was fun though. So
playing was fun, and watching was fun when Tiger was playing.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's Tiger's fault. There's no question.
If he could have just kept it in his pants and not gotten hit over the head with a 9-iron, it would be. Yeah, I'd probably be watching today
after we saw it.
Yeah, once it was out.
Jong saw it. That was it. That's all it was it.
All right, Jong, pass this on because I love being made to look stupid by our...
What happened?
Jeremy says the WWE read needs to be updated. Dean Ambrose has been champ for like a month. It's AJ Styles. I guess it means hasn't been champ for a month.
Whoops.
I guess if I still watched wrestling, I would have been able to make that change.
And I don't. And I, for people who do great, it's... I always say, listen, I geek out over Game of Thrones, you geek out over wrestling. To each his own. So, yeah, I probably shouldn't talk, but there were times when you and I would go out and play golf all afternoon, drink all afternoon, and then go to work.
<That's ridiculous. laughs>
You go cover a game, and I'd go in the office. It was pathetic. Fun, though.
What a world. Hey, and I'm not even sure this was the intent of... The tweet here on Twitter, and looks like you hit me at Jerome Solomon, at Fred Fowler, but it does bring up a little bit of a different thing. This at PRN Dizzle 74, the NFL is an all-year marathon and mentions all the other stuff involved with the NFL. And you know what? Okay, if you include the combine, the draft, and all the other nonstop coverage from the year of the NFL, people are watching, and those numbers are still those numbers. That's not what the tweet was about, but it is Monday Night Football. He says isn't as exclusive anymore, and it's not.
No, that's true.
But man, there is no shortage of NFL coverage, and there is no shortage of people watching. People watch non games more than they ever did.
Well, and I think this is kind of a different issue, that we become more interested in the sideshow than we have the game. Mm. And I think that's the whole Deflategate thing, which I still think was the most overdone, overblown BS story in the history of football or TV of any kind. Well, people got obsessed with that. They're more obsessed with that than they are with what's happening on the field. And I think that's...
Yeah, I mean, he goes, the NFL is an all-year marathon. OTAs, regular season, playoffs, Super Bowl, draft, Deflategate, concussions, HGH, fantasy. And I was like, yeah, when you really think about it, if it's impossible to convince yourself, oh, nobody's as into the NFL as they, or not as many people are as into as the NFL as they used to be, because I guarantee you there are millions and millions of people who are following the NFL blow by blow, play by play, game by game now, who would not even have considered it 20 years ago because they're playing fantasy, so they know what's going on and they're paying attention to it.
And one of the things I saw speculated on, that maybe the fantasy is in a negative as a way, because you're not so much a fan of one team as you are your guys on these other teams.
Not at all. And you know the game better, or at least you know the participants.
Yeah, you know the participants better.
But you're not as invested in the team at all.
All right. Just real quick, throw out a couple college picks since I was supposed to do that at 6 o'clock and we're almost out of time. But one game I was looking at, and it's on my website if you want more details, HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. But there's a little gambling guide for the weekend on the homepage. It has all this, plus my CFL and NFL plays. But Washington -3.5 over Stanford was a game I was looking at really closely. And I know Stanford's had the tougher schedule and the better pedigree, but I really like that Washington defense. And I think I was going to play that game until I ran my computer numbers, and it spits out as Stanford should be a 6-point favorite, not a 3.5-point dog. Usually that 9-point swing is about 88%.
Yeah.
But all my other handicapping tells me Washington. So what do you do in that situation? You pass. Yeah. So I will not. I've got it on the site, but it's not a play.
Real quick on that, and you know, I never get into the exaggeration, but this is the most amazing stat or fact that I've ever seen, that McCaffrey has never scored a touchdown in a road game.
Yeah, that was...
I was like, are you serious? How is that possible?
It's a good question. It's probably why they're 3.5-point dogs. Two actual plays in the colleges. I'm on Arizona State +10.5 at USC. I think USC is an absolute joke right now. I think Arizona State could win that game outright. And the other game is Hawaii, 3.5 at home against Nevada. I love what that coach is doing there at Hawaii. Nevada just played in the Midwest last week. Now they got to go to Hawaii, which has had a week off. They're starting a new quarterback, and he's looked really good. And
they're not the kind of team that goes to Hawaii and wins.
Well, Nevada's actually, I think, 5-1 against them in the last six trips there. But this is not the same Nevada team.
This group.
BC in the CFL -5.5 over Ottawa. Slam it. All right, quick break.
BC and Ottawa, what's that?
Canadian Football League, man.
Oh, okay.
Which, after a really slow start to the CFL, I've hit my last five. So we're rolling right along.
Ottawa.
BC Lions -5.5 over Ottawa.
Eh?
It's funny, is the only radio I really listen to is that NHL network on Sirius.
Oh,
and it's funny how the little inflections and stuff they do, that they try to hide it, but it comes out like Ottawa.
Yeah.
We're in Ottawa tonight. Yeah, I know you are.
You're so Canadian now.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, used to be from Lamarck. You used to be so country.
These things happen, my friend. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. One last segment to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Bitches. Are you tired of your... I guess he wouldn't do that, would he? Probably not. I like Dave. I got to meet him when we were up there at the stadium before the season started.
Yeah, it's cool people.
I never met him before, and had a great chat off air about all kinds of stuff.
And he's a pro. I mean,
interesting guy.
He knows his stuff. He's one of those people that is really prepared and delivers, and people that, you know, jump on him at times. Most of them are just not Aggie fans. So, you know, that's how you're going to be about anybody who is the voice of a school,
right?
If
you don't like the school, you're not gonna like him. If you do like the school, you're gonna love him. That's what he does, and that's what a lot of these guys are. I was just surprised because listening to him all these years, I thought he would be a big guy. He's got such a big voice.
Oh, he comes across as like he's like 6'2", 230, and you know, not muscular, just a heavy, you know, big dude.
He sounds like he's 6'2", 290 I would say.
But
he doesn't look like that at all.
Not even that big.
310 Just a quick update. You were correct. It was the fifth metatarsal bone of Ben Simmons' right foot. So good luck with those metatarsals.
Not good at all.
All right. That's now we don't have to do basketball again for a month. All right.
Well, the Rockets play their first preseason game against Yao Ming's team from Shanghai.
See me on basketball when football's over. We'll talk in February.
Not right now.
Yeah, we'll talk in February. All right. Let's do stupid stuff. Yeah.
Stupid stuff we've said this week.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about DraftKings.com. This is I'm running out of time to tell you guys about this this week. You want to get in on this action. It's time to do it now. You play when you want with the... You play when you want with the players you want. I feel like the advertising people don't like it when you belch during a live read. But I'll keep going.
What's happening, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you?
A lot of website stuff. What the heck? Who has their computer on? Is that me or you?
Oh, that might
or is
be
that John? What the heck is that? My computer's muted.
Taps.
What's happening, Falcon? You look well organized today.
Oh, yeah, I'm all over it today.
You, you pull out your laptop and then you pull out... it looks like a newspaper that's been stuffed into a couch for a week, and you're like, oh, here's my notes for the day.
Just one of those stupid things where I had a bunch of work I was doing at home, and I thought I had it timed well enough to get here. I spent 10 minutes stuck in the elevator.
What?
And that was why I'm late. Bel Air's not that bad.
Yeah. John doesn't make the kind of money that his kids are going to Bel Air.
He will by then.
No way. Not in radio. Your kids only lived in Bel Air because you were paying for half their stuff.
Well, I'm not commenting on any of that.
Okay, yeah.
All right, what? Again, Barry's the one who started this. Now I'm getting...
No, you started this.
I didn't start anything. The talk was just a normal piss with no... You're not getting any pee on you, nothing. It's just a run-of-the-mill.
Your wife doesn't care if you don't wash your hands?
All right. She doesn't know.
Does she wash her hands when she pees?
I have no idea.
Are you teaching your kid to the young infidel? Are you teaching her to...
No, she's not an infidel.
No?
She's not an infidel. Half infidel.
Okay. Maybe I just don't understand. Maybe it's just not for me. Bronies don't care what I think. I'd name a show in Houston. I'll tell you which guy's a brony.
John and Raheel.
Raheel's a brony.
Yeah, definitely.
Salisbury and John.
Salisbury's probably a bit of a brony.
Dell.
Brony. Dell, yes. Bunin's a brony for sure.
What about Joel and Barry and Travis?
That's an
Barry?
No, Joel is a brony. Nick might be a brony, too. There are guys all over the city who are bronies on the radio.
Oh, Rich Lord.
Brony.
Yeah.
Ted Johnson, too. That's a double brony show.
Palillo.
Adam Clanton. Brony.
Yeah. Palillo.
Matt Thomas. Brony.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted me earlier and mentioned that, and I did not hear that segment, and I have not looked up brony, and I don't know what a brony is.
A brony
I get the feeling that I don't want to know.
Is a grown man who is into My Little Pony. Now, AJ kept saying it was a sexual thing, and yes, you can find that, of course, but no, these are... In fact, there apparently was, and I'm not going to watch this because I'm not interested, but there was a documentary made about it and how these grown men, some of them bikers and things like that, are totally into My Little Pony and have theories about each show.
But how do you get in? How do you get into it is the question. How do you fall into getting into it?
You're asking the wrong guy. I'm dorky about enough things. I can't work My Little Pony in.
I've never even seen one. I know what it is, but I've never seen one.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe I just don't know enough about it, but I don't care enough to learn.
No, I don't even know how you accidentally... How drunk do you have to be to leave your TV on whatever station My Little Pony comes on and then wake up and watch it?
Well, I'd have to be too drunk to actually wake up and watch it, to leave it on there. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Jerome for filling in. Always a pleasure, my man.
Thank you, sir.
Jong Lee,
great job by you.
Great job by Jong Lee. Great job by Jerome. I'll give them both A-pluses today. And give myself a solid C-minus. Up a little bit from earlier in the week.
And C's for clown.
Exactly.
So minus a clown or...
So, okay, Jong's grade just went down for what he just said in my head. Till Monday, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.